This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson, and I'm sitting on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. And even though I'm listening, as you are too, of children on field trips and tourists trying to manage their own children, in my mind, I keep going back to a speech that I heard Martin Luther King deliver in 1963 when I was a little boy.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
It's a place where people go to assert their freedoms. That's why in 1995, the organizers of the Million Man March picked the memorial as their destination. And it's not just racial issues. Pick your hot-button topic. Gay rights, anti-war, abortion. The Lincoln Memorial has seen them all. It has become America's soapbox.
30 years ago, Martin Luther King led 250,000 people to this very place.
The memorial was finished in 1922, but that transformation into a place where history happens didn't really begin until 1939, when the great opera singer Marian Anderson performed there.
I'm Dorothy Height. I'm the chair and president emerita of the National Council of Negro Women.
Dorothy Height remembers when Marian Anderson had tried to sing at another venue in Washington.
Constitution Hall, which was under the administration of the Daughters of the American Revolution. And she was denied that opportunity.
Anderson was black. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt was so upset about her racist exclusion that she offered Anderson the Lincoln Memorial for her concert instead.
It was the first time that a First Lady had taken such a hand.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're speaking to you from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in the nation's capital, from which point the National Broadcasting Company brings you a song recital by the gifted Marian Anderson, considered by music critics throughout the world as possessing a most outstanding contralto voice. Marian Anderson is singing this
on Easter Sunday, April 9th, 1939, a huge crowd gathered at the Lincoln Memorial, not just to hear Marian Anderson sing, but to take a stand against racial segregation in America.
There was a crowd of between 75 and 100,000.
The United States Park Police officially estimate the attendance at over 75,000.
And the first words that came from her mouth were, "My country, 'tis of thee." There was suddenly a moment of a great spirit and a feeling that this injustice had been recognized and that Marian Anderson made us all proud to be Americans when she could sing.
There's a famous photograph of Marian Anderson singing that day. Susan Laurie Parks, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, remembers the first time she saw the picture of Anderson in front of the memorial.
It was this brave and brilliant woman singing at, I wouldn't say at his feet, that gives the wrong idea, but he's backing her up. He's got her back. And that was the first time I saw it and went, wow.
The Marian Anderson concert was such a success that the burgeoning civil rights movement tried to stage more demonstrations at the memorial. In other words, they wanted to remind America that Lincoln was not just the savior of the Union, but the great emancipator. But some of the people who made the concert happen, like Secretary of the Interior Harold Ickes, blocked the civil rights organizers from using it again. Ickes said that a 1942 NAACP demonstration would, quote, dim the glory of Marian Anderson's concert. He seemed to feel that the civil rights movement was trying to force the country further than it was ready to go on civil rights.